End of an era. GOP erodes black support away from Democrats. Over 100 black Republicans running for office. By Jacob Bliss on May 13, 2022. Black Americans have started to support Republicans in droves as their approval of Democrats has diminished over the years, paving the way for over 100 black conservatives throughout the country to run for office in 2022. In the current 2022 midterm elections, over 100 black Republicans are running in primary elections at all levels, with over 70 of those candidates running for Congress. Republicans, after striving to win back the House in 2020, left the Democrats with the slimmest majority in modern history and gave themselves the upper hand in the midterms. To win the majority requires a net gain of only 5 Republican seats in November, and a lot is on the line in both the House and the Senate. Losing either one of the chambers could mean the Democrats and Biden will have a more challenging time passing their partisan agenda items before the next presidential election. The bottom line is that while the Democrats doubled down on their failed policies pushed by a failing administration that overplays their divisive rhetoric, Republicans are committed to enacting policies that lift all Americans from every background, and embodied by black Republican candidates across the country, such as Texas's Wesley Hunt and Michigan's John James, seen as rising stars in the party. As the support from black voters has diminished over the years, Republican candidates such as former President Donald Trump have made inroads with the minority communities after showing support across the county. When every vote tends to count in an election, CNN pointed out that the network's 2020 exit polls show Democrats winning the national House election vote with a 75-point advantage of the black vote, 87% to 12%. And data from Catalyst shows the Democrats having a 79-point advantage with the black vote, 89% to 10%. That means, on average, black voters went Democrat with a 77-point margin during the 2020 House races. However, over the last several months, multiple polls have shown Democrats losing the longtime support of black Americans, who have typically been their most loyal voting bloc over the years. In January, an Associated Press NORC poll showed that black support for Democrat congressional candidates fell from 56% last November to only 35% in March, along with President Joe Biden's approval with black Americans plummeting 30 points since he took office. A recent poll from Gallup showed that Biden's approval rating among black Americans has also decreased by 20 points from the beginning of his presidency to April. At the beginning of his presidency, Biden saw an 87% approval rating with black adults, which fell to 74% by the summer of 2021. As of April, his approval with black adults dropped to 67%, a drop of 20 points total points. Looking further, left-wing CNN reported in late April that an average of polls from Fox News, Quinnipiac University Polling Institute, Pew Research Center, and CNN showed a surprise for Democrats. Their average polling showed that Democrats only had a 62-point advantage among black voters over Republicans on a congressional ballot, a number small from a historical standpoint. This is part of the reason why black adults are looking for receipts to show for anything good that President Joe Biden and his administration have done for black Americans. As Erie Times News noted in a report, it's become a reliable part of campaign season to see a candidate stump in Pennsylvania's black communities, often while making small talk and big promises. But in 2022, some black community leaders are putting in the argument that candidates only come around to get votes and seem to leave faster than they arrived. Katie DeKenner, New Pennsylvania Project Executive Director, a nonprofit that works on getting more people registered to vote in her state, said, "They ask for our vote, and then we don't see them again." She noted that in this election cycle, there likely won't be enough to win black voters this year. Due to leaders like Kenner, the Republican National Committee, RNC, noted that this could be an end of an era for the Democrats, who have long taken the minority vote for granted, such as from black voters, Hispanic voters, and Asian American and Pacific Islanders. The GOP is building relationships and making significant investments in minority areas by opening community centers all over America. President Joe Biden and the Democrats are losing more and more ground with black voters. The poll numbers do not lie, said RNC national spokesperson and director of black media affairs Paris Dennard recently said in a press release on black voters turning away from the Democrat Party. Biden's progressive policies have disproportionately hurt Black Americans, causing more Black voters to reject Biden and the Democrat Party. In fact, RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel recently took out an op-ed in The Hill discussing how minority groups are finding a new political home with the Republican Party. She contributed part of the reason for the Black voters moving to the Republican Party is due to the Democrats' destructive agenda. McDaniel added, Democratic support for the defund the police movement has led to a surge in violent crime that's disproportionately impacting Black Americans. Inflation is hitting Black Americans, especially women, hardest, with 44% saying rising prices pose a serious financial hardship. That's why Black support for Democrats is quickly eroding. Backing for Democratic congressional candidates fell from 56% in November to only 35% in March. It's no better for Biden, whose approval with Black Americans plummeted 30 points since he took office. Black GOP congressional candidates like Texas Wesley Hunt and Michigan's John James are proof that skin color doesn't dictate values or political affiliation. Our strategic engagement with Black Republican candidates, elected officials, and community leaders through our RNC Black American Community Centers are helping Republicans establish a presence in districts previously dominated by Democrats all over the country. These trends are part of a broader story. For generations, Democrats thought they had a monopoly on minority voters. But now, Democrats' failed promises, polarizing agenda, and rising prices are catching up with them. We're building relationships and making significant investments in these communities. We're winning over new voters by taking our message of freedom and opportunity to their doorstep. Additionally, as the Democrats' destructive agenda continues across the country, McDaniel also noted that Democrats have not stopped and are simply doubling down on their failed policies and overplaying their divisive rhetoric, without offering solutions or plans to keep families safe, empower entrepreneurs, and create opportunities for advancement. However, Republicans are working to build relationships and making significant investments in minority areas by opening community centers all over America, which is why McDaniel claims there will be a rude awakening for the Democrats in November. To continue to make inroads with minority voters and to make further advancements with the communities, the RNC has opened up community centers across the county to help the party achieve its goal of taking back the House and Senate in 2020, as the Democrats have some of the slimmest majorities in recent history. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.